the Florida. The Sunshine State just does not have the brightest criminals, but these are my people. You know, I am a proud Floridian.
Until the end of this segment, and then you hate the state that you're from.
I am a flip-flop wearing, fluorescent tank top owning Floridian.
Walking a crocodile down the street on a leaf Floridian.
That's right. These are my people. And here are their stories. Let me introduce you to Peter Jacob Wagman. He's 37
Peter.
Years old, lives in my hometown of Pinellas County, and he's currently in the jail. Let me tell you why. Because he and his girlfriend, Heather King, apparently got into an argument over infidelity. Not sure who was at fault in that situation, but those two had a fight over it, and then they just went to bed because they live with each other. This has been her live-in boyfriend of 11 years. Well, when Heather woke up about 5 a.m. Sunday morning, she discovered she was covered in ketchup. That's right. Head to toe, Peter had poured ketchup all over his girlfriend.
What?
And when she woke up and questioned him about said ketchup, he said, "That's what you get," and left the house.
I thought you were a nugget.
I mean, why ketchup? Why not mustard? Why not mayo? I mean, if you're going for it, just...
Well, we ain't going to use the good mayonnaise. That's a Miracle Whip. I don't care what you say. That stuff's expensive.
His reaction makes me think he was really proud of it, too. He's like, "That's what you get, ketchup. You think I would use anything else?
You're not good enough for soy sauce.
And I'm certainly not wasting my grandma's barbecue on you. You get the ketchup.
You get ketchup. It's off-brand, too.
Yeah, not the Heinz. It's the generic.
No sugar added.
What the Florida. All right, now let's head on over to the Panhandle in Panama City, where a high school teacher is now under fire. At the end of the school year, guess what this teacher wrote on the student's paper? In Florida, let me remind you.
Well, I'm cringing already.
Yeah. WTF. That was written on a high school student's paper from their teacher. WTF is this. And then assigned the student an F. Now, the teacher in question has not been identified and has not commented publicly on her actions, although the school's principal says they are dealing with it. He says once we were notified, their HR is now involved and they're investigating the situation. He spoke to the teacher and shared she was apologetic and it was a mistake on her part.
Yeah, WTF. Why the F, dot, 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 because this is a bad paper. I mean, just explaining why the F.
No. It said WTF is this on the top of a high school student's.
Okay, maybe the teacher had a rash.
Assignment.
What is this? Is this a rash or is this a bruise?
What the Florida. All right. And finally, my favorite Floridian of the week. Oh, man, these are my people. Especially this guy, Christopher Monin. Yeah. Christopher Monin lives in Palm Bay, Florida, and they have been looking for him for quite a while because there has been a serial pool float burglar in Palm Bay for the past several months. Neighbors have been reporting it. The police have received more than a dozen reports of somebody breaking into pools, and the only thing that person stole was pool floats. Well, they finally got a big break in their case. Happened about 1:30 a.m. because they spotted Christopher riding his bike down the street. He is 35 years old and was carrying a large white garbage bag. And the police officers thought, who is this? Is this our pool float bandit?
Yes. Noodle napper?
Yes. Yes, in fact, it is. Because that white garbage bag was filled with deflated pool floats. And once they accused him of being that pool float burglar, he admitted it. And then he also explained why. Why he steals only the pool floats.
Why?
It's because he loves them. He really, really loves them.
Like he really enjoys the pool scene.
Florida's another.
I mean, like, you know, he just really enjoys it. Takes him to his happy place. Well, I guess it does take him to his happy place.
He hugs them. He loves those pool floats.
Cheaper than an air mattress.
Okay. When the cops got to Christopher's house, They found around 75 pool floats.
No, they did not.
Yes, all shapes, all sizes, all colors, everything from bacon to watermelon to pizza slices, lounge chairs with cup holders. Christopher loves them all.
That's how I decorated my dorm room. I mean, I'm not that angry, but I don't know what he's doing behind closed doors with that inflatable ring.
Yeah, you don't ask any more questions because the police report will tell you all about that.
You know what? I'm good. I'll just take your word for it. That's a Florida story.
What the Florida? We stayed away again in Margarita. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Searching for my lost shaker song. Sending me the catch-up story, and if you ever come across a crazy criminal out of my home state of Florida, please, these are my people. Pass them on to me. I will embrace them and share them right here on Star 94.1. Some people claim that there's a world to play. There
always is, and I know it's my own damn fault. Catch up on that salt.